Kentucky AG Daniel Cameron tells Joe Biden, "I am not in chains, my mind is my own." By Amy Furr on August 26, 2020. Joe Biden was a backwards thinker in a world that is craving forward-looking leadership. Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron said Tuesday at the Republican National Convention, RNC. "Mr. Vice President, look at me. I am black. We are not all the same, sir. I am not in chains. My mind is my own, and you can't tell me how to vote because of the color of my skin," he stated. The Attorney General's comments referenced a 2012 speech in which Biden criticized then-presidential candidate Senator Mitt Romney's RUT economic plans, according to Breitbart News. "Romney wants to let the," he said in the first 100 days. "He's going to let the big banks once again write their own rules on Chain Wall Street. They're gonna put y'all back in chains," he said. There was no wisdom in Biden's past record or plan for the future. Only a trail of discredited ideas and offensive statements, Cameron continued. "I think often about my ancestors who struggled for freedom. And as I think of those giants and their broad shoulders, I also think about Joe Biden, who says if you aren't voting for me, you ain't black. Who argued that Republicans would put us back in chains. Who says there is no diversity of thought in the black community." Joe Biden was captive to the radical left whose goal was to destroy public discourse through cancel culture, he said. "They believe your skin color must dictate your politics. And if you fail to conform while exercising your God-given right to speak and think freely, they will cut you down," the attorney general explained, adding that identity politics and mob rule were unacceptable to him. "Republicans trust you to think for yourself and to pursue your American dream however you see fit," he said. Despite their differences, all Americans wanted better opportunities for their children, to have dignity in their work, and to believe they could make a good life for themselves and their families, Cameron observed. "So the question is, will we choose the path that gives us the best chance to meet those universal desires? Or will we go backward, to a time when people were treated like political commodities who can't be trusted to think for themselves?" he concluded.